Gertrude Adderley, the first woman to swim the English Channel, died on Sunday. She was 98 years old. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's hard to find a comparison to her athletic accomplishment.
The single international sports event in the television age that has meant the most to America was the U.S. hockey team's triumph in the 1980 Olympics. But when 20-year-old Trudy set the record for swimming the English Channel on August 6, 1926, it meant as much, even more. And Gertrude Adderley did it all by herself. And she did it at a time when women were barely tolerated in athletics. The country went crazy for her. 2 million people lined the Manhattan streets for her ticker tape parade. The irrepressible mayor of New York, Jimmy Walker, summed up her feat with just a sprig of hyperbole. They will speak of Moses crossing the Red Sea, Caesar crossing the Rubicon, and Washington crossing the Delaware. But frankly, your crossing of the English Channel must take a place alongside these. At the White House, President Coolidge, a man of somewhat fewer words, simply called her America's best girl. At the end of that year, sports polls placed Trudy ahead of Babe Ruth and all the sports icons of the Golden Age. Indeed, it was almost another half century before another woman athlete would draw as much adulation, and Billie Jean King only had to beat an old man at tennis. Adderley bested one of the trickiest bodies of water on Earth. In its 40 million years, only 5 human beings, of the hundreds who had tried, had bested what the French call la manche, the sleeve, 112 miles across at the bicep, 21 at the cuff, from Calais to Dover. Only because of the currents, Adderley had to swim 35 miles of churning 60-degree water. She was wearing a 2-piece suit of her own design at a time when she probably would have been thrown off most American beaches for such a risque show of skin. Well, it's also true that her skin was covered in oil, lanolin, petroleum base, and lard. The phonograph on the tugboat that escorted her played mostly 2 songs, Let Me Call You Sweetheart, and Yes, We Have No Bananas. Sometimes she sang along until her father on the boat suggested she might better conserve her energy. She did eat 1 chicken leg. Her time of 14 hours and 31 minutes was by far the fastest ever, but even more, a woman had beat all men in sport. When before had that happened? When since? Not only did America's best girl show the world, but she changed her sport. She swam freestyle, the crawl. Until she did, it was felt that no man, let alone a woman, could swim any distance with such a dynamic stroke. Previous Channel conquerors had used the more decorous breaststroke. Adderley was no one-shot wonder, either. She'd set a number of world records, and she'd won 1 gold medal and 2 bronzes at the 24 Olympics. But what relatively small amounts of money she was able to make off the Channel swim cost her amateurism and any more real glory. Besides, there's only 1 Channel to swim, 1 Everest to climb. Anyway, she'd always been bashful, and childhood measles had probably caused hearing problems that, with age, turned into real deafness. Over time, Adderley withdrew and grew mostly forgotten. But hers remains one of the grand achievements in sport. In the midst of the Channel, the waves high, the water cold, the Portuguese men of war biting her, her father screamed, "Quit, Gertrude, quit!" From the swells came back only 2 words, "What for?" That's all, "What for?" And on Gertrude Adderley swam to the beach at Kingstown in the county of Kent, England.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.